Blog Talk Radio.
We are the Aboriginal, Indigenous, non-immigrant people of this land. Our rights are inalienable, protected, guaranteed, and secured by the state constitution, the Constitution of the United States of America, international treaties, and private and public international law.
I know today we can reach a new objective, come together for a good cause and share the same perspective. Stand at a face with 12 numbers and two hands. Now is the time that I tell you where I stand. Most of you don't see the forest, but the trees hurt by the harsh reality. Now I gotta leave. We should have no need,
no need.
Except the last reprieve. I'm a scholar. There's nothing up my sleeves. From Rose Land to Rose Moor, or the story of how the Moors rose. From being aimed at with fire hose to the highest office, overcome all our foes. Promise to use freedom of speech until your lungs get cold.
Yeah,
and that should be your conviction. Doctors everywhere are under great suspicion. This is not a plea for sympathy. You won't Mike Jack me. This is for unity.
What?
I know it's the day. I know it's the day. I know it's the day.
Marcus Garvey. Thank you for joining us today and Moorish Missionaries Online. Well, you make us better and we are blessed by the best. Brought to you by Moorish Science Temple of America Home Office. I am Sheikis, Deanna Love L, your host tonight, joined by Sheik Love L, your host. And we're going to be covering many subjects tonight. We want to thank all of the Moors out there in North America, South America, Central America, Mexico, and the Atlantic Islands. For there is no time or boundaries in the spirit plane. And yes, we are in a battle, a spiritual warfare. The Prophet Noble Jerrell Lee taught us that it will be a breakfast fight. Thank you, Prophet Noble Jerrell Lee, for that. So we are going to present this show to you tonight. I bring to you Sheik Lovell. Sheik Lovell?
Islam, Sheik. Praise Allah for you and all the things that you do. Praise Allah, the Lord, the Omnicherish, for sustaining the rule of the world. I'd like to give hail and honor to all true and divine prophets, Jesus, Muhammad, Buddha, Confucius, Drew Ali. I'd like to give hail and honor to the forerunners, Marcus Mosiah Garvey, who demonstrated that purity thought. He was the thought of purity, just like John was purity made manifest. Drew Ali is love made manifest. I give hail and honor to all the Moors listening in to us today. This level presentation of the Moor Science Temple of America Home Office presenting Moors Missionaries Online, where we are blessed by the best and you make us better. Yes, we have a whole lineup for you all today this evening, and we're going to go right into it. This is going to be more of a freestyle show. We're going to have a reading of the laws, and then we're just going to go into breaking down this trust and other subjects of interest. So, without further ado, Sheikis, I will read laws, and if you have a copy of that authority document, that can be read, and then we can just go straight in. Islam?
Okay, go right ahead, Islam, Sheikh.
Islam. Salvation, Allah, unity. The World Science Temple of America. The Divine Constitution and Bylaws. Act 1. The Grand Sheikh and the Chairman of the World Science Temple of America are empowered to make law and enforce laws with the assistance of the Prophet and the Grand Body of the World Science Temple of America. The assistant Grand Sheikh is to assist the Grand Sheikh in all affairs if he lives according to love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice, and it is known before the members of the Science Temple of America. Act 2. All meetings are to be opened and closed promptly according to Circle 7 and love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice. Friday is our holy day of rest because on a Friday the first man was formed in the flesh, and on a Friday the first man departed out of flesh and ascended into his Father God, Allah. Well, that calls Friday is the holy day for all Muslims all over the world. Act 3. Love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice must be proclaimed and practiced by all members of the Morris Science Temple of America. No member can accuse falsely his brother or sister on any occasion at all that may harm his brother or sister because Allah is love. Act 4. All members must preserve these holy and divine laws. All members must obey the laws of the government because by being Moorish American, you are a part and a partial of the government and must live the life accordingly. Act 5. This organization of the Moorish Science Temple of America is not to cause any confusion or to overthrow the laws and constitution of the said government, but to obey hereby. Act 6. With us, all must proclaim their nationality, and we are teaching our people their nationality in divine creed that they may. They are a part and a partial of this said government and know that they are not Negroes, colored folks, black people, or Ethiopians. These names are given to slaves, slaveholders in 1779 and last until 1865 during the time of slavery. But this is a new era of time now, and all men now must claim their freedom, their name to be recognized by the governments in which they live and the nations of the earth. This is the reason why Allah, the great God of the universe, deigned to withdraw the prophet to redeem his people from their sinful ways. The Moorish Americans are the descendants of the ancient Moabites who inhabit the northwestern and southwestern shores of Africa. Act 7. All members must promptly attend their meetings and become a part and a partial of all uplifting acts of the Moorish Science Temple of America. Members must pay their dues and keep in line with all necessities of the Moorish Science Temple of America. Then you are entitled to the name of faith. Husband, support your wife and children. Wife, you must obey your husband and take care of your children and look after duties of your household. Sons and daughters must obey father and mother, be industrious, and become a part of the uplifting of fallen humanity. All Moorish Americans must keep their hearts and minds pure with love and their bodies clean with water. This divine covenant is from your holy prophet, Noah Drali, through the guidance of his Father, God, Allah. Moorish American prayer. Allah, the Father of the universe, the Father of love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice. Allah is my protector, my guide, and my salvation, by night and by day, through his holy prophet, Drew Ali. Amen.
Amen.
That's all.
Thank you for that divine reading, brother. Now we're going to have read by myself, the Sheikh Sufiana L., this trust document, 1010-5905, filed in the state of Illinois, Cook County, filed for record, 1928, August 1st, 2:52 p.m., Book 521, page 579. I, Noble Drew Ali, do solemnly swear that at a meeting of the members of the Moorish Science Temple of America, held at Chicago, in the county of Cook and state of Illinois on the 20th day of July, A.D. 1928. For that purpose, the following persons were appointed sheikhs. According to the rules and usages of such Moorish Science Temple of America, Noble Drew Ali, newly ill, Maul Bey, Lovett Bey, and Foreman Bey. The Moorish Science Temple of America deriving its power and authority from the great Quran of Muhammad to propagate the faith and extend the learning and truth of the great prophet of Ali in America, to anoint, appoint, and consecrate missionaries of the prophet, and to establish the faith of Muhammad in America. And Sarah Moore Science Temple of America adopted as its corporate name the following: Moorish Science Temple of America. And at said meeting, this ASEAN acted as presiding officer. Drew Ali, signature. Thank you very much. I'd like to take this time out also to read a portion, chapter 25, from the Holy Quran of the Moorish Science Temple of America, Circle 7, divinely prepared by the noble prophet Drew Ali, by the guiding of his father God, Allah, the great God of the universe, to redeem man from his sinful and fallen stage of humanity back to the highest plane of life with his father God, Allah. Know thyself and Allah, the genealogy of Jesus, life and works of Jesus in India, Europe, and Africa, in the land of Egypt. Giving honors to Sultan Abdul Aziz Abu Saud, the descendant of Hagar, now the head of the holy city Mecca. Chapter 25, A Holy Covenant of the Asiatic Nation. Ye are the children of one father, provided for by his care, and the breast of one mother hath given you suck. Let the bonds of affection therefore unite thee with thy brothers, that peace and happiness may dwell in thy father's house. And when ye separate in the world, remember the relation that bindeth you to love and unity. And prefer not a stranger before thy own blood. If thy brother is in adversity, assist him. If thy sister is in trouble, forsake her not. So shall the fortunes of thy father contribute to the support of his whole race, and his cares be continued to you all in your love to each other. I'd like to thank all of you for joining the missionaries tonight on this Blog Talk Radio show. Believe it or not, coming from chapter 3, Elihu's lessons, the unity of life. Again, Elihu met his peoples in the sacred grove and said, no man live unto himself, for every living thing is bound by cords to every other living thing. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will love and not demand love in return. They will not do to other men what they would not have other men do unto them. There are two selves, the higher and lower self. The higher self is human spirit clothed with soul, made in the form of Allah. The lower self, the carnal self, the body of desires, is a reflection of higher self, distorted by the murky ethers of the flesh. The lower self is an illusion and will pass away. The higher self is Allah in man and will not pass away. The higher self is justice, mercy, love, and right. The lower self is what the higher self is not. The lower self breeds hatred, slander, lewdness, murder, theft, and everything that harms. The higher self is mother of the virtues and the harmonies of life. The lower self is rich in promises, but poor in blessedness and peace. It offers pleasure, joy, and satisfying gain, but gives unrest, misery, and death. Gives men apples that are lovely to the eye and pleasant to the smell. Their core are full of bitterness and gall. If you would ask me what to study, I would say yourselves, and you will have studied them. And they would ask me what to study next, I would reply, yourselves. He who knows well his lower self knows the illusions of the world, knows of the things that pass away. And he who knows his higher self knows Allah, knows well the things that cannot pass away. Thrice blessed is the man who who has made purity and love his very own. He has been ransomed from the perils of the Lord's self and is himself the higher self. Peace, and thank you very much, Sheik Love Ill. You can take it away.
Islam, Sheik. I think that what you read from our holy book really sets the tone for what we're going to get into today. Here, and that we first started with the Holy Covenant of the Asiatic Nation. I think that's something, that's a measure that needs to be going over a lot more. Understanding of that Holy Covenant increased, because this is exactly what every other nation is doing to have the support to thrive. And this is why the Chinese and Japanese and other nationalities are going and asking other people's jobs for their prosperity or to maintain their community, because they figured out that it is through your care to one another. It is through the love and unity that bind us, you to your brother, and that you prefer not a stranger before thy own blood. Because, see, other nations have, this is what they employ. They may not voice it in this particular way or fashion, but the Holy Covenant is something that's embraced by all nationalities. Because, see, when you have a nationality, you have a different perspective of things in life. You're not looking at things from an isolated perspective, okay? Because, see, there's a thing, there's a such thing as mental slavery that Christ came to free us from. So that means it was more than just referring to yourself as Negro, Black, color. There's a mentality that goes along with the marks that were put upon us. So if you proclaim your nationality and you are wearing ill and day on your name and you're wearing a beard and turkey, then there's a certain mentality that you have to begin to accept and adopt. And this is part of the reason why these lessons are created to greater work, so that you can begin to wash your brain of all of the corruption and the misconception. See, brainwashing is not always a bad thing. That although it is, if you are aware of the fact that you're being taken for a ride. The prophet brought us up to clean us up, literally. And we have to have a proper concept of how to deal with and address the corruption. And again, Elahi's lessons corresponds with this perfectly, because see, in our higher people, we are aware and totally understand the fact that we have to have unity in action in regards to how things are going. It's pretty in the same way that the whole topic about trust. Now, I was having a discussion, I think this is one of the ones that works down at the clerk's office, and he said that he had a conversation with one of his contacts at the Court of Deeds office, okay? And saying that their position, at least from his source, is that the reason why they have shut down filing any new documents is because they're confused as to explain that there are so many people coming from out of town and other areas saying that, hey, we're the ones. And this has caused a temporary shutdown with regards to servicing of more customers. Now, I found that interesting, because let's just use an analogy. Let's just say 100 guys woke up one day and decided to go down to the Recorded Deeds office at the same time, saying that they are the mayor of the city of Chicago. Now,
what an analogy.
There is a way for them to be able to determine who the real mayor is, okay?
Absolutely.
So that when the brother said, well, you know, it's our fault because so many of us are coming and trying to move on our own, and we're not doing things in a unified fashion. No, I have to agree to the with the brother, but only to a certain extent. Now, wait a minute, hold it. If there's 1,000 guys coming down here saying that there's such and such a grand who or whatever, there's still a way to determine who's who because there's a paperwork, there's a paper trail. You can look it up on the record and see who's filed, when did they file, and what they filed. All right? So
it's not.
I thought it was interesting because the moral was like, well, you know, brother, it is our fault. You know, until we get it together, we can't blame anybody or anyone else. Well, I take an exception to that because even if there is confusion amongst the customers that the recorder of deeds, registrar of tourist titles is supposed to serve, that still doesn't exempt them from doing the job that they know that they are supposed to do.
Absolutely.
So you tell me that you're going to obsolete. I mean, this sounds more like a circus than anything to me. Oh, you're going to shut down because your customers can't figure out what they want to order, or they're fighting about who was first in line. I mean, I don't get it. You know what I'm saying? But that was the excuse that I heard was coming from that, you know, from that camp.
And we know so well. Sheikh LaVille, we know oh so well that the Prophet Noble Jewel Lee took away all excuses, so there are none. So
yes, he did.
He could, you know, next, because that's not going to work. You have no rights. That is an infringement on the religious rights of the indigenous people here in North America. And that's absolutely what it was. That's interesting because in a post that I posted, I spoke about the fact that Cook County Recorder of Deeds office is still operable, but it's only shut down when it comes to the 1010-5905 trust. And in addition to that, they're also in denial as to whether or not there is a trust after over 10 years ago.
That's actually a slander of title.
Absolutely. I was going to get there. Go ahead, Sheikh LaVille.
Islam.
Yeah, that's actually what's going on. There's a slander of title going on, and I'm not going to say it is the recorder herself, Ms. Karen Yarbrough, because we have not spoke on that face-to-face. So I'm not putting this on her, but she is responsible for training her employees, and her employees are slandering that 1010-5905 abstract title, and nothing could be further from the truth because it's already been authenticated by a legitimate professor.
Islam Sheikh, she has to take full responsibility for what occurs in her office, whether she's present or not. She has given the employees that operate on her behalf the full endorsement to do things, and they have her trust and support. So she takes the full blame, and she has the full responsibility for everything that occurs in her office, and that's just the way it goes. I mean, we didn't set it up like that.
Thank you very much.
Islam.
Well, for those of you out there who love the Prophet, know that this administration has taken a stand to defend the Prophet. Moorish Science Temple of America Home Office, this body, has taken a stand, the Prophet said, to protect I, your Prophet. And we have absolutely did just that. We've tried several times to meet with Ms. Kara Yarbrough and to explain to her that we understand our Prophet, Noble Jewel Lee, was divinely prepared and sent. And he had no reason to lie. Noble Jewel Lee is not a liar. So therefore, we already know that the lion is not the problem. It's the truth that Cook County cannot handle. It is the greatest land mass ever recorded in almost the history of time. We're talking four continents. Is that right, Sheikh LaVille?
Islam, that is so correct, which is why we have to go back and backtrack some of the information that we've been going over for the past few days, because the corruption started back in the 1930s, y'all. And when myself and the Sheikahs was doing research at the County Recorder Deeds Office, we're talking about the work that leadership is supposed to do, y'all. We hear about people beating on their chest and swinging their tassels and curving in the air, talking about they're the only ones, but are they doing the real work of the temple? So at any rate, we're down at the Recorder Deeds Office doing research, and you will recall, Sheikahs, that upon finding document 1155-1822, we had to have them order the whole page just to find the right document, because the letters on the document, on the track page, were so illegible. So we encouraged us, we came to the Recorder Deeds Office, we went down to the basement track department, and in researching and finding, going through the whole process to find the actual ledger, these are big track books they pull down and open up to see the records, because back in the day they wrote things down. They didn't have they had a microfiche or something, but they didn't. There wasn't a recording system the way they have it now. So they had to write things down. They had someone that had pre-penmanship to write the name of the seat and the recording number. Now, here's
Sheikah Abdul, you have a lot of static going on your end. I don't know if you there's a shortage somewhere.
Can you hear me better now?
Oh, much better.
Oh. All right. So we had to have the whole page ordered from the warehouse because he had
I recall that.
Before 1985, the document was filed before 1985, earlier or 1985 or earlier. They had to order the documents from the track department. Okay, so this is a process that had to be done to order documents 10-10-5905 as well. So since we saw the document was filed so closely to the year 1920, we had them to bring that out too. And it was around that time that the Sheikahs and I, even within the administration, put together a letter to all of the temples that were attached to the temple that we were going to show them this information. There was nobody else floating this information around until we put that out there. First of all, this was buried, and it took someone to go down there to uncover. And
I recall Sheikh Shelby Ill. I recall that he talked about one of the things he talked about, all praise is due to Allah and His Holy and Divine Prophet and the forerunner for this convention week that we are now in. And that was one of the things that the Sheikh Shelby Ill spoke about, how directly after the passing of the Prophet, they had changed the convention dates from October to September. And
that's right.
Among other things, Sheikh, I recall that clearly.
Yes,
it was documented proof, filed for the record, 7 years after the passing of the Prophet Noble Jua Lee.
Now, we have one other example that speaks towards how these matters would need to be taken care of. And it comes from Watson versus Jones. This is the case that the Religious Corporation Act birthed from, literally. Okay? And this is a pretty interesting case because this is about two groups within a church that were vying for power and authority. And to make a long story short, the faction or the group that ended up winning the suit was the group that adhered most closely to the tenets of the founder of that particular church. So in the same fashion, that same way you have to view the situation with J. Shelby Hill, Brother J. Shelby Hill, and the Moors that was he was with at that time. Now, we see nothing on the record to refute or to rebut what had been listed with regards to Emmy Leo, and pretty much, I believe, it's being referenced to at least two or three people on the back of that affidavit, including Small Bay and Lovett Bay, if I'm not mistaken, Sheikah. So, in addition to that, they commenced to teach military training and other innovations, which kind of reminds me of the Nation of Islam with the Fruit of Islam and how they did. And then there was established insurance did, the store insurance was established where stock was sold. So we had stock in the So that, now this begs the question. This is a question that you can ask your grad student. What happened to the stock? What happened to, where about this insurance that was established where stock was sold? All right? And then here's one of the most important things that I find to be interesting. It was they ceased to hold monthly in of add-up channel, right, where in accounting, money in, the various taxes and sale of corporation stock of supplies were made. So wait a minute. You mean to tell me now that all of this time these things have not been held and the proper accounting hasn't been made? Well, no wonder why you have so much disunity. There's no wonder why. Because you have all these people that have split off and most of them are not even aware of the standards that were put in place by the founders. And those that were aware of it didn't care enough to follow through on those traditions. So now you have all these people claiming to be the real McCoy, but do they have access to any of this information, and are they utilizing this information the way they're supposed to? Y'all listen to us, call us in,
because
call in live.
Meeting, Islam Sheikh, at each meeting, there's supposed to be a meeting of per capita taxes, the public offerings, the sick fund, and everything else that pertains to the funding that the members are donating. They're coming up out their pockets. The members are supposed to hear at each meeting the finances that are being collected in every area. Islam.
And that's why it says from the Islam. That's why it says from the various taxes. Islam, you are now listening to Morris Science Temple of America Home Office presenting to you Morris Missionaries Online, where we are blessed by the best and you make us better. If you are listening and you'd like to call in, the number is 602-753-1841. Again, that number is 602-753-1841. We are discussing the trust and more slaves took America as a trust. Now, getting back to what we were talking about, some of those various taxes, your corrections, because you had per capita taxes, you had state collection, you had public collection, you had the Morris Uplifting Fund, you had various taxes and special taxes, and you also had collection of finance for the temple, for that particular temple. There were standard taxes that had to be turned into home office, and there was also the fees that were collected at the temple. So what we have seen is that there were certain things that were done internally to bring us to the state of disorder and chaos that we find ourselves in. And this is by no coincidence or mistake, because the record shows that those means will cease to be held. So if you have a situation where there's a government and they're in fact collecting taxes, and let's just say, for example, Congress decides to stop convening and stop having meetings, well, in the next 50, 60, 70, 80 years, where do you think the government is going to be if there's no funding coming in and there's no accounting being made? So if there's no accounting being made of those funds, then that means that there's a misappropriation of funds and there's an embezzlement charge.
Absolutely, Sheikh Lavelle. Absolutely. At this particular time, I'd like to...
Back to the 1930s.
Back to the 1930s. And I want to add something, Sheikh, but only after this break, this small break, because nationality is the order of the day. And look, for those of you out there who do not have a nationality card, understand this. That nationality card is going to change in your pocket. Even if you're not sure and if you never heard of this, do your research, study, and investigation. We recommend here at Home Office that you don't jump into anything that you know nothing about. I tell you like my mom's told me, don't mess with anything you know nothing about, dear child. And I say the same to the brothers and sisters out there in Radio Land. do your research, study, and investigation. But if you do nothing else, proclaim your nationality today.
Islam.
Islam. Nationality is the order of the day. I want to make one other point, a strong point, Sheik Lavelle, and I'm going to turn this call over to you, and I'm sure you'll be ready. I want to thank all my callers for that are on the line waiting. I want to know, let caller 0200 know that you're welcome to make a comment if you are willing. If not, you are welcome to listen in, but you are live on the line. And also, I want to say to those who have a willing heart and that are out there in radio land that are listening. Thank you for joining in, because the medicine must be strong after millions have been sleeping for thousands of years. I'm going to be coming from our holy book, at chapter 48, the end of time and the fulfilling of the prophet. I'm going to read four verses, and number four verse, I'm going to allow Sheikh LaVille to expound on it, because that's the verse that gives us the power that we need. In fact, give us the force that we need, because power changes. So we're dealing with a powerful force. The end of time and the fulfilling of the prophecies. The last prophet in these days is Nobuju Ali, who was prepared divinely in due time by Allah to redeem men from their sinful ways and to warn them of the great wrath which is sure to come upon the earth. John the Baptist was the forerunner of Jesus in those days to warn and stir up the nations and prepare them to receive the divine creed which was to be taught by Jesus. In these modern days, there came a forerunner who was divinely prepared by the great God, and his name is Marcus Garvey, who did teach and warn the nations of the earth to prepare to meet the coming prophet, who was to bring the true and divine creed of Islam. And his name is Nobuju Ali, who was prepared and sent to this earth by Allah to teach the old time religion and the everlasting gospel to the sons of men, that every nation shall and must worship under their own vine and fig tree and return to their own and be one with their Father God, Allah. Here's number four. The Lord Science Temple of America is a lawfully chartered and incorporated organization. Any subordinate temple that desires to receive a charter, the prophet has them to issue to every state throughout the United States, etc. Now, the key is the prophet has them to issue. And I like to take my listeners on a journey. When the charter, docket 1010-5905, was authenticated, meaning it was before a professor, real estate attorney, the first words that came out of this man's mouth, I gave him no information. I was going to have this document authenticated because I needed to know for myself. And I did have a witness in the room. Sheikh LaVille, were you there to witness this?
This I was a witness.
Professor,
this
time, he held it up in his hand, with both hands. He asked the first question, where did you get this charter, this deed? And he went on and on. The man asked me four questions back to back. And I just want to say that it is a charter. This is a deed. It's many things. It is that vast estate the prophet came to bring us, the keys. It is the key to our vast estate. I'd like to turn this call over to Sheikh LaVille. You are joined by missionaries of the Moorish Science Temple of America Home Office. Please call in at 6 6 pardon me please call in. Give us a call, Moors out there, if you're enjoying the show. 602-753-1841, where you're blessed by the best, and you make us better. Sheikh LaVille, you have the floor. Islam.
So, yes, this is the Moorish Science Temple of America is a chartered and incorporated organization. And I think the key that a lot of times the key that missing people is that, first of all, it needs you to solve that issue's charter. So the process is happening in the community of the problem. It charters those that desire. And those that it says that the prophet has issues in every state throughout the United States, etc. So, just be real.
So, it's not more. So, how is it if the prophet has these charters to issue, then what that says is each charter that is paid for and it's issued to, I mean, doesn't that say something about the finance that's being collected when each and every charter is being issued?
Islam.
Throughout the
state? I just want to speak, make sure everybody understands, is aware, because we have temples that are operating off of warrant of authority. Some grand sheik or some sheik has issued this charter to that particular temple. We read in the letter that the prophet has to issue. Okay?
You need to say that again, sheik, because your words were muffled.
Okay. What I'm saying is that the prophet says that he has the charter to issue rather than the grand sheik or some sheik.
What's and the charter do bear the prophet's signature. You say a background?
Yeah, I thought I heard some background. I don't hear anymore. So, yeah, the fact of the matter is the charters are not issued to anybody but the prophet himself.
That's a fact, because the prophet's signature is on the charter. The prophet's signature.
And he's still issuing charters to this day. And when it says the prophet has them issued to every state. That is present tense. So let's be clear. We have a situation where men still putting in work, even though he has them. So this is the spirit that we are drawing off of when we say that charter is an issue to every state. So, how is it that some leadership wants to say that they're the ones that serve? And this is also what people need to realize. The authority that's still operating even to this day. Now, some people will try to say that because of this, no way that the prophet got put back referred to as the present of occupation. Or they would try to use this as evidence that it's more simple in America, nothing more than charter and incorporation of trade. What you have to understand is the whole concept of government is. It's all in one single mind. It's a concept that's in one mind. Government basically literally is taking everybody's imagination. Okay?
You got to explain that one, Sheik, because you don't want to leave the people hanging.
All right, the Morris Science Temple of America can be a government just like the city of Chicago or the city of London. And when you look at the steps that the prophet took to set it up, you can see that it's pretty much the same.
And the muscles is pretty much the same thing you said.
The township or any other government, whether it's on the municipal level, the county level, the state level, and it's pretty much states are all considered corporate politics, right? So that
Absolutely.
Means that the More Science Temple of America can be government as well as a religion simultaneously. So you have statements, you have different arms.
You're breaking up, Sheikh Lavelle.
Islam, you have a corporate body politic that has different arms that it utilizes, just like any body politic. And this was set up under the Home Rule Congress, where other governments are recognized based on your inherent policy and internally that govern you. And other entities outside recognize that policy. So that's what's referred to as the Home Rule. Now, the fact that we have been dominating here in September, the prophet told you that Chicago would be the next. Right?
And you notice you don't see the dress for the meeting. You only see the name Chicago.
When you, okay, now, the charter, now let's be direct. Where would you get a charter for the prophet today? There's only one place in the world where you get the home office. Chicago, Illinois. You would have to come to Chicago, Illinois to start a kitchen. That is the only way. Alright? There's nothing special about it. That people do not want to recognize the authority of the international prophet is part of the reason why you're having problems today. You got a lot of people that want to step up and be the sultan and the emperor that, and not understanding that you have to follow the trust to the letter to get the recognition that's been set up for us. So, since 1920, we've seen all the innovation in military training, the teaching of holding the monthly meetings, we had that training. We see it's starting to establish the change, the dates of the convention changing. Oh, by the way, if you are listening in on the show and you have a question, just press 1 and be seated. If you're listening and you want to join us, 602-753-1861. Again, that's 602-753-1861. This is the More Science People of America Home Office. The many missionaries online. But we are blessed, Dr. Smith.
Oh, you're breaking up so much, you love you. Am I breaking up?
Yes,
I think we got a friend on the line. Yes, there's a lot of static in this call. But we have caller 3007. You're live if you want to make a comment.
Well, you can just, if they want, they will see the question mark come by the queue. Then, you know, you can add them in.
I was on the line. I called in the first one. I saw nothing. So I was just being courteous, but thank you very much, Sheikh. I will keep that in mind.
Okay, we do have a question online, and this is 111-1111. All right, call in.
Oh, I see.
What's your question?
Wow, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 1.
Islam. I just want to give an acknowledgement to everybody, Sheikh Anna Hill, and brother, there's a husband there. I'd like to give honor to him. Y'all probably don't even remember me. We go way back on the Funniest Child Days radio show. You
all remember that? Brother, pardon me, myself. This is not my husband, okay? For the record, in Radio Land, Sheikh Lovell is not my husband. Thank you very much.
Okay. Okay. Well, what I want to discuss about was that I was online on the Moorish Missionary, and I believe it was you, Anna Hill, that mentioned something in regards to that nobody can file no more documents up in the Cook County. And
yes,
that's what I'm trying to say, is that you got so many Moors out here that they don't even understand what the prophet's work was. And what really disappoints me is that when you got wars in there and violence, they doing business as individual. I mean, they got to go back and look at literature. That literature goes into discussion, and I'm saying some of you all have slipped and slipped drastically. So you had better lift up your shoes before I get there. Everything, every business transaction, anything pertaining to finances, to be transacted and the more you sign. Note you are, we more must maintain a grand treasurership as in the days of our forefathers.
It's my brother. Well, absolutely correct.
And I'm just disappointed.
It's from, I don't know where static, extra static is coming from.
Yeah, I heard it too.
We're going to definitely carry on.
Maybe I got too many lines open, though. I'm going to create step on off here. Islam.
I'm going to go with Islam. Thank you for the energy and the statement. And then to be correct, a lot of Moors are not aware of what the prophet said for us, and they go down here and their protocol that he put in place. He explained to us that the six of the that was one that was the in charge and so responsible for as far as having fiduciary duty to remember. So we see that that has not been followed. We see a lot of people like his James on the but they don't have a understanding of business and how to run a business, a government. Okay. So that becomes a good thing. And then people are stepping up to officials, officers, public officers, and when they are doing this without the proper authority, it's confusing. And it's a type of confusion that manifests itself. We have meetings here with there's a situation where when people don't follow the letters, the laws to the letters, then that creates a situation where the members become strong, will they begin to operate outside of the boundaries. Because for the longest time, they had weak leadership. And some of the members were stronger than the leaders. And it was a situation where sometimes this leads to insubordination, right? Because members are insubordinate, it creates a situation where people that are looking inside, outside, from the outside looking in, they see confusion, right? So when you have to understand more, when folks saw what the product did, when you playing everything, they knew that they couldn't just leave the organization alone. It made a concerted effort to try to repurpose what the prophet did. And what they did was they did various methods to disrupt and frustrate the leadership of the Muslim America. This is part of the reason why, you know, the orator for the organization is to the point where you see it say the most of this one. Don't y'all know? And don't think again, that the soul would sit back and let profit organization flourish and blossom into full. Because if they had not capitalized them, there would be evidence and it would have spread it even more so. But see, there's a common thing to these folds. These are folds about they did the same thing to Rosewood, they did the same thing to Black Wall Street. Understand? And just like it goes back to the circle seven, chapter 2. And I want to read that to you because this is the one for today. And this is chapter 2, Education of Mary and Elizabeth and Joanne Egan. Note this is the mother's. And it says, the son of Herod, Archelaus, reigned in Jerusalem. He was selfish, cruel to all those who were not. He called in council all the wives. The council said that John and Jesus were both dead, he was satisfied. See, I see that. There's a concerted effort to go after infant claims, which is.
You may have to do that again, Sheik, because you broke up so much. Since it's such a small amount, would you please read that to the listening radio audience, please, Sheik, one more time?
Islam. It reads like this. It says, the son of Herod, Archelaus, reigned in Jerusalem. He was a selfish, cruel king. He put to death all those who did not honor him. He called in council all the wise men and asked them to complain to him. The council that John and Jesus were both dead. Then he was satisfied. So here's a king who is selfish. The status quo or the government that was put in place. Now, fast forward up to today, we see Planned Parenthood. We see a situation where a child is more likely to die than any other mother in any other situation. This is the most dangerous place. This is where the research is. Is it one mother for the babies? Now, who do you think put these institutions in place to claim the state, to claim the infant? Now, notice he asked the infant planted on his throne. That he reigned in Jerusalem. Now, you know already that Archelaus, the son of Herod, was not native to Jerusalem. But he was seeking to the death of those who were the claimants of the throne. Why they were the claimants of the throne? Because they were the ones that rightfully were in line to receive the throne. Because remember, Yeshua, Jesus, was of the royal bloodline. He came from King David, Solomon, that bloodline. Okay? So we have to understand the dynamics of the situation here. Archelaus, the son of Herod, was much like the Europeans over here. Remember, these are Europeans. Remember, let us recall, going back to the beginning of Christianity, that the foundation of Christianity began in Rome. And that the Roman nation found the first person of whom crucified Jesus now. Why? For seeking to redeem the people from under the Roman yoke. Now, Jesus himself, or Yahshua, was of the kingdom and more by and inhabited. And for people to redeem the people in those days from the pressure of the Puritan nation of Europe, Rome is the one that crucified him, of course. So let's keep him. Herod, her, she was of the pale skin nation of Europe. Let us be clear. This queen and Celtic queen was the of the Roman nation, from the Roman nation. And this is part of the reason why because they were clear that his job was to redeem his people in those from the pressure of the military nation of Europe. However, in the day, it is the job and role of Carcass of Duali to take up that position. Because he is our young these days. And just like there was the son of Herod Archimedes back then, there are those that represent that same energy today. And all the mothers and all the sisters out there, you represent the energy of Mary and Elizabeth. Because each and every one of you have the potential to produce that instant claimant to the throne. In fact, all the babies that you produce from your womb are claimant to the throne.
Absolutely.
Of which throne? The present Moroccan
Empire. Moroccan Empire.
When we study, we have to understand and see the correlation of what was going then and what's going on now. So, the son of Herod, Archelaus, who reigned in Jerusalem, which was the same, he's the same Roman nation, the same Roman nation that found the first church of Christianity. This is returned to Christianity, y'all. Because it was this energy that came to do away with it.
The energy of opposition. They're blocking us from fouling down in Cook County, creating excuses, and we know that there are none. We are claiming that there is not a trust. And incidentally, for the record, Islam Sheikh, on the record, let the record show, it's been a few years since the trust has become visible. They had the trust hidden up until a few years where you can go down there and put in 10105905, bam, the trust pop up and all the Moors that are under the trust, their names, all their homes, their birth certificates, all the information that they put in, bing, pops up. And that is part of the reason, the real reason why. Because Moors coming in, sending their paperwork in to different grand sheiks here in Chicago, Illinois, that know about the trust. Now, everyone do not know about the trust, but the trust is there for everyone to foul up under it. Just like I keep going back to the Hunchback of Notre Dame when Esmeralda was running from that army and she ran into that church.
It's not for anyone. Islam is not for anyone to foul up under. It is for those who have been authorized and that
absolutely
have authority because it's based on the fact that he has chartered the issue. And it is through being connected to that charter, per se. Because, see, how are you going to know if you are of a temple? Or how is someone that's from another jurisdiction going to be able to determine the connection to the temple? If you just have a card, a paper card, and there's no direction or no information that direction any particular temple, they should be able to take that information.
Islam Sheikh, if you notice, I say it, the Grand Sheikhs. It is each and every Grand Sheikh and Grand Sheikh's duty to make sure that the members are fouled up under that trust, providing they know. Now, Allah has given us all measures of knowledge now. The Grand Sheikhs are those who are over the temple. Whomever they choose, the assistant grand sheikh, to go down there, file those members up under that trust, because we are Moorish property. We are part and partial of the Moorish Science Temple of America and of this government. So I'm assuming, and I know it's not good to assume, that the grand sheikhs here in Mecca, Little Mecca, Chicago, Illinois, they are filing their members up under the trust, and a lot of members that are connected to the Grand Sheiks here in Chicago, as we have found our members from Florida, from California, members in Atlanta, Mississippi. The members send in their information, and they have a right to be found up under that trust, because there's only one more Science Temple of America.
That's right. We had a situation where we had one of the sisters who recently, we won't say her name until we get her to agree to come to the show and share her experience. But this good sister was filed under trust, and on the 16th of March, 3 days later, she was released by the state, okay, and the court. For any race, it took a while for things to happen, but they were talking about charges of 15, 20 years in a household file case. And praises to Allah, he was released not even 2 weeks ago.
Allah be praised, a shade to the ancestors. All power is due to the great God, Father God, noble Allah. I'm so happy for that sister, and honest to our holy and divine prophet for creating a trust to protect us. And that's not to say to go out and commit a crime, but that trust is there for our divine protection, because we are children of Noble Drew Ali, and he was sent and divinely prepared and sent to give us the keys to our vast estate, and those keys were meant to open up doors that we can go into for protection. World Science Temple of America was created for the uplifting of fallen humanity. So let us not forget, Noble Drew Ali was divinely prepared. Now understand this. If Allah chose Noble Drew Ali to bring us the keys to our vast estate, making us heirs and beneficiaries to the present Moroccan Empire, I hear people say all the time, well, Noble Drew Ali, see, things have changed. He didn't get everything. Well, wait a minute. Allah is the great God, the Father of this universe. He can see from now to the never-ending days to come. How is it the great God did not prepare Allah, the prophet? You mean to tell me that Allah sent a prophet half-cocked? I think that Moors. Now, the prophet Noble Drew Ali said, if I could get you to thinking, you can save yourself. He told the Moors there that he was right there in the flesh with them in 1928. And on, before and after. It will take 50 years for you to understand what it is that I did for you. He talked about the third and fourth generation being able to understand what it is that he did back in the day. He said 50 years. Now, let's go back. How is it? I've heard some say that Prophet Noble Drew Ali couldn't read or write. And you see pictures of Prophet Noble Drew Ali with books stacked up. You better know there were law books. Allah divinely prepared a man. He came from the past into the future with things that we still have not caught up with. And we're still trying to understand what this man did. When I was brought to this temple by my son, oh my Lord, she loved him. I went and I looked because I had a Grand Sheik at the time. May he rest in peace, Grand Sheik P. Davis Hill. I had a Grand Sheik that took his place that kept saying over and over again, go to Cook County, see for yourself. Every meeting, bless his heart, he said,
Islam Sheikh, that wasn't our beloved Grand Sheikh. That was his.
Not say it was our beloved Grand Sheikh, Sheikh Ravio, and you can check it when you read it tonight. I said, the Grand Sheikh that took over, I said, may our Grand Sheikh rest in peace, Grand Sheikh P. Davis Hill. You missed it. I was talking a little fast, okay, pardon me. The man that took over, the Grand Sheikh that took over after the passing of our Grand Sheikh, P. Davis Hill, may he rest in peace.
Technically didn't take over. He just assumed the position because he was the assistant. So it was
right, he was the assistant, so he took over. So, in taking over, I thank this man for telling me every meeting how pounded. He used that hammer, and he used that. He pounded the edge so deep. He kept pounding, pounding. One day.
He was calling your bluff.
That man touched me so that I went down there one day. It took me that whole day.
It wasn't like he meant for you to go and do it. It was, you know how somebody would say, well, go and do it here, but they don't necessarily mean for you to do that. But they,
How was I to know? Well, you know, I never really thought about it, but one day that fire hit me. That do something, that John Q spirit, do something hit me. And I took the opportunity to go down there and see for myself, because it has been said, man knows not by being told. If a man must know, he must be what he knows.
Let me say this. Now, wasn't this the time that we found out that the document was totally different from what we have in the back of our 101?
Absolutely, Mo. I was going to get to that. I realized there was a fraudulent copy that I was holding in my hand, because upon going down to do the research, the first thing I wanted to establish was that this form was real. At the top of this form, you will see corporations / religious affidavit of organization. So I had to dig and find this book up there in the law library. And find.
Should we go into what they said, or should we wait till tomorrow to go into that part? Because we actually put.
You know, Mo, it will take some time to do it.
Before social media, we actually brought the question forward to the leadership.
Wait a minute, Sheik. You said you wasn't going to go into it because it was going to take some time, but it was what I had dreamed about all my life. Finding a home, a place I could call home, rest of my feet. So, look, we're going to break right now, Mo. It's out there at Radio Land. You are.
Well, Sheik, why are you going to break? We only got 10 minutes left.
More scientific over there. Look, Mo, this song is going to take 3 minutes, and like, it had me dreaming. I was dreaming of finding a more scientific of America. I just lost my daughter. But she brought me the Ministry of Death, okay? Chapter 4, Nathanael's Lessons. And I could not believe that I was in such a good place when my baby had passed over, because I found out that death was my friend. So you got to let me tell you mountains of dreams, because the boys do know about those mountains of dreams, because the video was up. Uploaded to Facebook to let them see that
them
if you go, it's Mountains of Dreams. We'll be right back at you, boys. You are with the missionaries here, Amorce Missionaries Online, where we're blessed by the best. And you got to know you make us better, boys. Islam, I am your host, Sheik Isiana Love Ill, and your host, Sheik Love Ill, is I am joined by him. And we thank you and love you with a never dying love. Mountains of Dreams.
We'll be back to it out after this.
Thank you.
Thank you so very much for joining us.
Islam. Praise Allah for you, Sheikhs, and all that you do. We'd like to thank you for presenting about your music, all original Moorish music for our show. Nationality is the order of the day. You have nationality today, mountains of dreams today, true love of the universe. We all had a chance to have a wide variety of music that we have. And there's no other show that I've listened to and heard that does that. All original music that we produce ourselves, all original videos. The Sheikhs is very talented in her presentation of us, and it's all with you all in mind, you know. Sometimes songs is the best way to convey the message. We got one more day coming up, y'all, for our special. This has been a blast. So we want y'all to join us tomorrow at 7 p.m. sharp for the last of our show in the series. This has been done in honor of our first national convention hosted by the Prophet Noble Jali here in Chicago, Illinois. And this has been done to make Moors aware that we are and have been working on your behalf. And giving you all an opportunity to come and converse with us, bringing it, putting it out in the open so that the family can learn more about what we're doing. It's no secret. This is another online presentation brought to you by the Moorish Language Temple of America Home Office, where we assess that and us better.
And we believe it.
Sheikh, I want the audience to know that we believe in all true and divine prophets, Jesus, Muhammad, Confucius, and Buddha. Let your light in your heart be your guide, Moors. I want to send some shouts out to all the mothers and fathers out there that are together with their families, and that are educating their families, because through these lessons, we are for those who love Jesus. We love Jesus, and through these lessons, you can put your household in order and teach your children to love instead of hate. I'd like to give a shout out to all the mothers out there that are single and that's holding it down, because Allah is our guide, our protector, and our salvation. And Allah will guide you, mothers. You just stay prayerful. And the fathers that are out there raising their children by themselves, hold on, fathers, and don't be afraid to choose yourself a wife or a mother, because Allah is our guide and our protector. Just stay connected to that spiritual force, and you cannot go wrong, because Allah speaks in the heart of man in a quiet, still voice. And if you are still, that voice can be mighty loud. I am a witness to that. I'd like to send some honors out there to our babies, those that are in college, those that are in grammar school, those that are striving for a better education to help make this a better world for us all today. Stay strong. Remember what your parents taught you. Stay prayerful, children, and don't let go. Because believe it or not, the angels are here holding us and loving us right now, right now. I like to say to all the Moors out there in Radio Land, I am working on a Moorish CD, Power Pack. I love all good music, and I haven't heard such great music. Our Christian brothers and sisters, which are entitled to whatever religion that they want, but who they want to be, who wouldn't want to be in the religion of their forefathers, the ones that created the first religious creed for the redemption and salvation for mankind on earth. Who wouldn't want to be? For those of you out there with your music, that Christian music, I haven't heard no finer music. I am challenging the Moors out there that are musicians to team up with the Sheikhs. I've got that fire for us. I've got that
fire for the babies. I am a soldier. Allahu Akbar, attack the fallen humanity. I got the fire moors, the Prism Iraqian Empire. The angels are here. I can go on and on and on, but I want to release this call to the Sheikh, because I'm sure he has some in the comments before we put those higher heights on for the children. Peace. Sheikh Lavelle.
Islam, Islam. I just want to say all praise is due to Allah and Him allowing us to do what we do. And join us next time, y'all. Tomorrow, we're going to be doing it again, and this is going to be an ongoing thing. So y'all stay tuned with us. We're going to be having those shows going on next week.
Keep the youth posted about what's going on here at Mecca.
Peace.
Peace. Those are higher heights for the babies. Get high, babies. A lot looks down low.